I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
This morning, the Utah Marine killed in a terror attack in Afghanistan will be laid to rest. His family chose Arlington National Cemetery as his final resting place.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with what's taking place this morning, Mary.
Amanda, Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover was one of 13 U.S. service members killed in the suicide bombing, that terror attack at the Kabul airport last month. His family wanted today to be a more private affair. Also, last night's viewing, we understand, held in his honor there on the East Coast. Hoover served 5 tours of duty with the U.S. Marine Corps, earned many medals and awards for his service, also getting the Purple Heart posthumously. Utah's governor has ordered flags to fly at half-staff today in his honor. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Utah National Guard is mourning the loss of a guardsman who died this week during training. Officials say that Staff Sergeant Paul Olmsted was doing a water training exercise in Kentucky on Tuesday. He went underwater but never came back up. They recovered his body yesterday. Olmsted joined the Utah National Guard in 2016 and served as a Special Forces Engineer Sergeant since 2019. He leaves behind a wife and 2 children.
A man is behind bars this morning after being accused of shooting a woman at a Roy gas station last night. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the latest. Heather?
Well, Amanda, police aren't releasing a lot of details about the 2 people involved in the case, but what we do know right now is that officers responded to a call of a gunshot wound near 5100 South 1900 West. Roy Police spokesman Stuart Hackworth says officers found a woman who'd been shot in her left side, but she was conscious, breathing, and alert.
She was able to provide some information to the initial officers on scene.
Police found 5 rounds fired at the gas station and say the 2 people knew each other. The suspect was located and placed under arrest. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The CDC has approved Pfizer booster shots for senior citizens and other high-risk Americans. And late last night, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky went a step further, recommending frontline workers be eligible for boosters as well.
Dr. Walensky called the CDC's endorsement of initial booster shots promising, but said that it won't take away from their main mission, which is providing first shots to the unvaccinated.
ABC's Ike Ajachi says booster shots are available this morning for those eligible under the new recommendations.
Medical researchers are hoping they can have some new antiviral drugs on the market, possibly around the end of the year, to help fight COVID-19 infections. NBC News reports there are multiple clinical trials taking place on these medications right now, with some encouraging signs for 3 of them. The drugs help prevent viruses from reproducing, and they boost the immune system.
Flu season fast approaching, and doctors are worried about an extra hard flu season after we hardly saw any cases last year.
We need to clean those commonly touched surfaces. It's a really important way of slowing down the propagation of the flu across our community.
Dr. David Purz is with the Houston Health Department and says he's encouraging everyone to get a flu shot.
Nearly 11 months after Joe Biden was elected president, a report will be released in Arizona today giving the results of a vote audit. We get the new details this morning from ABC's Alex Stone.
Without much transparency, the partisan audit has been underway for months. The results have been delayed several times. Today is a day Arizona Republicans say they will release their findings conducted by a Florida company with no election audit experience. When they present their findings, no questions will be allowed. Maricopa County and some media outlets have received early draft copies of the report. After millions of dollars spent, the report will allegedly say the results in Maricopa County were accurate and that Joe Biden did win. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
Yeah, we're back on the watch this morning. A new wildfire broke out in California this week, leading to thousands of evacuations. The Fawn Fire is in Shasta County in Northern California, and it's nearing the town of Redding. This is what it sounds like, or sounded like, this morning as firefighters tell people to leave.
Everyone needs to evacuate now. This is a mandatory evacuation order from this area, from the Shasta County Fire Department.
That fire has already burned 25 structures. It's 5% contained and has burned over 5,500 acres.
Environmental activists and school kids in many areas of the world are taking part in rallies today, demanding more action be taken to curb climate change. The issue has become a major issue in elections in both Germany and Iceland.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.